Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, the 3rd of August, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Polish Foreign Minister Zbigniew Rau was in Kyiv on Tuesday to meet with top Ukrainian government officials and demonstrate both Polish and OSCE support for the war-torn country. In addition to meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal, Rau toured the formerly occupied town of Bucha, paying his respects to the victims of the civilian massacres committed there by invading Russian forces. He also met with internally displaced Ukrainians living in temporary accommodation financed by the Polish government. In his official capacity as the current chairman of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE, Rau assured Ukrainians they could count on the OSCE's support regardless of circumstances. He later announced the launch of a 30 million euro OSCE support program for Ukraine, which will support Ukraine in meeting the country's many challenges and helping in its post-war rehabilitation and reconstruction. The first ship carrying grain for world markets left the Ukrainian port of Odessa on Monday under a safe passage agreement negotiated between Ukraine, Russia, and Turkey in July. The Sierra Leone-flagged ship Rzone, loaded with over 26,000 tons of corn, is reportedly bound for Lebanon. According to Ukrainian officials, 16 more vessels are waiting their turn to leave the port, with Infrastructure Minister Oleksandr Kubrakov warning that it will take months for exports to reach pre-war levels, assuming the agreement with Russia remains in place. The grain and fertilizer export deal was brokered by the United Nations and Turkey on July 22nd. It paves the way for the resumption of Ukraine's exports for the first time since the Russian invasion blocked shipping through the Black Sea in February. Over 20,000 pounds, or nearly 125,000 zloty, has been raised for Polish-born RAF veteran Jan Stangryczuk, who 5 weeks ago was the victim of a robbery at his home in West London. Stangryczuk, who turned 100 in April, discovered that thousands of pounds in cash that he and his wife had saved for a trip to Poland, as well as his World War II medals, were missing after he let in three men posing as workers from a water company. After hearing of his plight, more than 1,000 Polish and British citizens donated a total of £22,460 through a fundraiser through the organization British Poles. The money will cover the cost of installing an alarm system in the home of the Stangryczuk family, as well as their day-to-day needs and their planned trip to Poland. For Kinomaniacs, or Nerdus Filmus, the 5th annual Octopus Film Festival opened yesterday in various locations around Gdańsk and the Gdańsk shipyard. The 5th edition of the annual festival will showcase 49 films at 67 screenings in 9 locations, including a secret screening at a location to be announced. In addition to classic horror and action genre favorites like Saw and John Wick Chapter 2, the festival will feature genre films from around the world that have not been shown in Polish cinemas before, such as the Swedish-Finnish horror fairy tale Hatching and the Dutch folk horror Moloch. For more information on the festival or other events, visit us online at radiogdansk.pl.
The weather.
Today will be mostly sunny and hot, with almost no chance of rain and a gentle breeze coming in from the south. Temperatures will peak around a high of 29 degrees centigrade, or 84 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 17 degrees centigrade, or 62 degrees Fahrenheit. Even hotter weather is expected for tomorrow, with temperatures staying into the mid-30s Celsius until the start of the weekend. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.